Blog Talk Radio.
WATB Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. Are you a writer, or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Hello, Bride. We would like to invite you to SheNet Global's 2017 convention in Atlanta, Georgia. Hear Dr. Judy and Ms. Magda talk about it.
Oh, I'm telling you, I'm so excited about today. You know,
I believe there's going to be some completion in somebody's life today. What do you mean, Dr. Judy? What's going to be complete? I believe that on January the 10th, the first month of the great year of 2017, the year that's being ministered, spoken over is the year of the breakthrough. I believe there's going to be something that's going to be complete in someone's life today, something that you've been praying for, you've been trusting God for, you've been having your friends pray for. So I'm really pumped today because the theme today, as crazy as it may seem, is crazy. Crazy faith to believe that with God all things are possible. You know, one of the most exciting things about, getting together and praying and trusting God, it's we have a team that's together and the team is being added to. There are going to be more people, calling in, requesting prayer. But the most important thing is that we are unifying and we're doing something to honor God. It's not about self-promotion by any means at all. And so today, I want to read just the first couple of paragraphs, and then we're going to go into prayer. The theme scripture today is Luke 18:5, and from the NLT, this woman is driving me crazy. That's why I said we've got crazy faith today. We love the parallel of the persistent widow. I don't mean any disrespect, but I think persistent is a nice word for crazy. Now, this is written by Pastor Mark Batterson. If you want to check him out, he's an amazing man of God that's written the book Circle Maker. And he has some other books as well that go along with it. And this whole 40-day prayer journal or prayer journey is a challenge to you. You might have, this might be the first day that you've tuned in or heard about the prayer call or whatever. You're never too late. I don't care if you get in on the 39th day. We just want you in, and we are focusing on the breakthrough and a manifestation of the prayers that you request as they line up with God's word and the will for your life. We want to see them come to pass. So this story is all about this woman who kept going before the judge. It says this woman is crazy, but when the cause, key word, is a righteous one, it's holy crazy. We aren't told what injustice took place, but she was on a mission. Maybe her son was falsely imprisoned for a crime he didn't commit. Maybe the man who molested her daughter was still on the streets. We don't know for sure, but whatever it was, she wouldn't take no for an answer. And I think this is amazing that when we pray, sometimes, in the prayer that Daniel fasted and prayed for 21 days, three times a day, he opened the window, he faced Jerusalem, and he would not waver. He was standing on prophetic words that other prophets had spoken about, but they hadn't come to pass yet. So my challenge to you today is there a prophecy or is there a dream or is there someone that you have to have crazy faith for? Because today is the crazy faith day, and we're trusting that in the prayer journey, something is going to be completed, and we're going to see the miracles come forth. You know, just like Daniel went before the Lord three times a day, I feel like as never before, maybe you can't get on early in the morning, or maybe you're seeing this on the Facebook page and it's on later in the day. The timing of God, he's Alpha, he's Omega, he's the beginning, he's the end. He can stop time and he can accelerate time. And so if you're just tuning in or you're just seeing this on Facebook, it's okay you're not up at 7:14 in the morning, because maybe you've tuned in at that precise time to where your faith is going to rise up. Think about all the messages that we listen to on TV or YouTube, and maybe they were a year ago, but yet on that precise time that we listened to it, it was right where we are. So I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer, and then June, you take it, because I totally believe today radical faith is going to be released. Father God, I come before you, and Lord, with you all things are possible. And just like this woman went to this unjust judge, this judge probably thought, oh my God, here she is again. But this woman didn't waver for the cause. So today, as we come together as a team, as we speak and pray the word of God, we say there are no limitations. And we say that for that woman that's in her home all by herself and feeling alone and wondering, God, what is where do I go from here? Maybe they're at a decision point, a turning point at their life. Lord, let them know they're not alone. And we may never meet them face to face, but that you are a sovereign God. And we pray the word of God. When we speak the word of God, maybe our vocabulary is not as precise or elegant, but, Lord, you see our hearts, and that's even more important, that we're bringing the calls of men and women throughout Facebook, conference calls, TV, whatever. We're bringing their need and petitioning you today that allow something to be completed that will give them hope to go forward and trust you in life no matter what. Right now, we take authority over every force of darkness that has tried to stop or block or keep this program from going forward. We say, no way, no way, enemy, no way will you stop or you block, because today is the day that the Lord has made, and we are looking to the hills from which cometh our help. I pray for every team member on this phone that, Lord, when they pray, let the anointing be so strong that yokes are broken, that people are set free. That individual that just feels like, I don't even want to live anymore. When we pray, God, I thank you that this team is anointed, appointed for such a time as this, and we've got crazy faith. In Jesus' name, we plead the blood of Jesus over every individual, because there's power in the blood, and we speak everything in the name of Jesus, because this is the name above every name. Today, January the 10th, 2017. Come on, give it up for the Lord.
Yay!
Glory!
Yes, now listen, Bride, you know, in this book, it says here on page 63, when it talks about crazy faith, he says, God couldn't care less about protocol. The common denominator in each of the stories is crazy faith. God is still honoring those who defy protocol with their bold prayers, with audacity and tenacity. I want to share a quick little story. When God sent me to Bible college with nothing, and I got up there, all I had left was one thing, and that was my mother's inheritance ring. And my first service with Rob Parsley, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, give Mama Parsley your diamond ring. I'm like, what? Why would that have to be the devil? I'm not giving up my inheritance ring. So the next service, the Lord said it again. And I said, no, this has to be the devil. So the next service was Nassar Siddiqui. And he's one of these guys that preaches prosperity. So he gets up there and he says, you know, when God wants to give you an odd blessing, he wants you to give up something odd. So if he's telling you to give up something odd, he's wanting to give you an odd blessing. So after service, I told my sons, which I was in Bible college with, I told them, I said, I'm hearing the Lord tell me to do the weirdest thing. I said, have you ever heard of him asking that? And they're like, Mom, if he tells you to do it, you've got to do it. So I said, all right, Lord, I'll give it to you. So I went to service that night, and I put the ring inside an envelope. And I wrote on it, okay, Lord, I'm believing you to pay my son's tuition through Harvest Preparatory School, $4,500, and I'm believing you to pay for my other son's tuition, $1,100, to the Bible college. Next thing you know, here comes Mama Parsley. I've never even seen the woman. She come in through the side of the platform, went up there. Everybody stopped what they was doing, the praise and worship. And she grabbed the microphone and she goes, I don't know who this is for, but the Lord told me to come and tell you, you better give me that diamond ring. My sons, they looked at me like, oh, my God. And I was like, yes, Lord. It was like God just smacked me in the face. And so after the service, everybody was in line to get prayed for. And my son said, come on, Mom, let's go get prayed for. I said, no, I think this is the time. Well, she was down front by the security guard, so I was sitting there praying, and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, if you want me to give her this ring, you're going to have to open up the door because I can't just throw it at her. And the next thing you know, one of the security guards walked up to me and said, Mama Parsley wants to see you. I walked over there. She turned around. I could feel the greatness on this woman, like, oh, my God, I was about to pass out. And she goes, the Lord told me you need to see me. And I said, yes, ma'am. I said, I'm 36 years old, and the Lord told me to sell everything I had or give away everything I had and come to Bible college. I have one thing left, and the Lord told me to give it to you. So I gave it to her. She looked at it, and she opened it up, and she looked at it, and she put it on the one finger that she did not have a ring on. And when she put that ring on, it fit perfect like a glove, and she went, receive, and I went flying back. Let me tell you, God turned around. Did he not just bless my son with the tuition? But this business that paid for his tuition bought him a car, bought him a whole wardrobe of clothes, bought him furniture, paid everything for his whole senior year. My other son, this other couple, paid his tuition, gave them a shopping spree, paid for his honeymoon. I mean, God went way above, but it is in the crazy faith. Amen. So we're going to start this off with Steve. Why don't you lead us off in prayer, Steve?
Hallelujah. All right. Well, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you, Father, for the crazy faith. I thank you, Lord, just knowing some of the people that are on this call, Father God. I know their personality. I know their integrity. And I know that these are people of crazy faith, Father. I've seen it with my own eyes. And Father, I'm reminded of Matthew 14, 22 through 33, where Jesus said to them, he said, get into the boat. He sent them out to get into the boat, knowing that the storm was going to come, Father. And as they were out there, when he came to them in the middle of the night, in the middle of the storm, he came to them in a way that they did not expect. And Father, we know that sometimes you come to us in a way that we just don't understand. But Father, in the midst of that, Peter stepped out of the boat. He stepped out of the boat in a crazy kind of a faith. And sometimes, Father, when we step out of the boat, sometimes we get in above our head, but you're there. You're there, even in the midst of it. But, Father, the fact that he stepped out, that he took the chance, that he stepped out on faith, Father, that is what is the story. That is the memorable part of this thing, Father. And, Lord, I just thank you today that there are people that are going to step out of the boat. They're going to hear some encouraging word. They're going to hear just the right scripture at the right moment, at the right time. They're going to hear they're going to tune in, whether it's now or whether it's later, and they're going to say, wow, I can do it. I can make it. I thank you for hope being released today. I thank you for just an encouragement to step out and to do something that they have never done before. And we give honor and glory to you, Father, for all of these things that are going to come to pass this day in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. You know, I want to give a scripture to express what we, the team, is standing on. We've got crazy faith. Well, what do you mean you've got crazy faith? Well, I want to give you an example, Dr. June, of what you and Karen and Steve and of course, his wife and Janet Cruz and Yvonne, all of us are doing. Why are we doing this? Why are we praying for other people? If you were to look in Mark 2, I preach a message called Four Crazy Friends. People were crazy. It says, a few days later, when Jesus entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. So many gathered that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a cripple carried by the four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof. Come on, somebody. Above Jesus, after digging through it, lowered the man that was paralyzed, that was lying on it. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the cripple, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now, some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking
in their hearts, and he said to them, why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say that the cripple, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up, take your mat, and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth. He was crippled. He was paralyzed. I tell you, get up, take your mat, go home. The cripple got up, took his mat, walked out in full view of them. This amazed everyone, and they began to praise God. We have never seen anything like this. I'm comparing the team to the four crazy friends. Now, there's going to be more than just four people on our prayer team, June, but we're taking radical faith. What was so amazing is they went on top of a roof and put a hole in the roof. Can you imagine taking somebody that was in dire needs, desperate need of a crazy, crazy situation that needed crazy, crazy faith that man could not fix? That's what we're doing every time someone on this prayer line prays and opens the heavens. We're taking that person that is in dire need of help, like the cripple that the four crazy friends, you know what? They didn't waver. If you want to be on this prayer line, if you want to be a part of this prayer team, I challenge you to tune in every day. I challenge you to look on Facebook. You may not need prayer, but you may have a friend that is in desperate need of a miracle. So I believe, June, we're like those four crazy friends. We're not going to waver at technical challenges. We're not going to waver at what it looks like or the time. This is a designated 40 days here on the 10th day that we're going to bring the petitions. Well, I believe we're going on top of the roof. In other words, we are looking to the hills from which coming our help. We are boldly going to approach for every prayer request, and we're going to see, even though there'll be some that maybe tune in and they'll think, what are they doing? It's okay. We're going to approach the throne room of God. We're going to speak with each step on the ladder to get to the roof. We're going to quote scriptures. We're going to decree a thing and watch it come to pass, and we're going to see a move. Are my four crazy friends with me right now to go to the roof?
Yes.
So
now, what
I have
scripture
a prayer
was that, Dr. Beauty? What scripture?
What?
What say scripture that was that you used?
Reading from Mark 2. I'm reading from the NIV.
Okay.
I use this, if you go back to Matthew, and this will build people's faith also. Many years ago, I preached a message entitled Four Crazy Friends, and I'd really forgotten about it until I looked at the 10th chapter today. But I preach a message, and I start off with Matthew, and I won't read it, but I'll tell you about it very quickly. It's in Matthew 9, and it talks about when there was a question about fasting. And you go on, and when you read from Matthew 9:18, all the way down to verse 35, there was, of course, the woman with the well. There was a rich ruler whose daughter had just died. There's all kind of miracles right through there. But the key thing is they begin to pursue. I believe that when they call on the phone, when they view on Facebook, whatever, and they see this, they are pursuing. They're pursuing hope. They're pursuing a miracle. So you have all these miracles that took place. And then all of a sudden, when you get right down to verse 35, and this is where we are, Jesus went through all the towns and the villages, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep a shepherd. One of the key prophetic words God is speaking to me on 2017, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field. This is what we're doing. We're putting together a team, and it's not about my prayer or my need, but it's about those. So I believe this prayer call, viewing on Facebook or TV is going to open the heart of somebody that says, you know what, it's time for me to forget about what's going on. I need to be out there in the field, in the harvest field, working. And when I read this, as I begin to study the word, that's when he took me, and I call it four crazy friends. What's a crazy person? I'll tell you what, there's a crazy person with faith. I'm talking about faith. I'm talking about looking at a situation just like you did, June. That was an amazing story, because basically you were willing to give it all up because you had a love for your sons. You see and saw the call of God on their lives, and you gave a very, very precious possession. In other words, you did something crazy, because the enemy probably told you, like you said the first time, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You may be on this call and you're desperate for something to take place in your life. Well, when you give it all up, and I'm not talking about something materialistically, even though there are times you do give stuff materialistically. She gave it all away to move and to go to Rod Parsley's Bible College and for her kids to be there. She left her home. You know, I think about Ruth. She left her home. Everybody zeroes in on Boaz, but there was a lot of stuff that took place before Ruth went from somebody that was a slave in a huge field to become the plantation owner. She gave it all up. And so I believe today what we're giving all up is we're pursuing for a miracle, and we're not going to be moved. This is a word from the Lord to someone that's tuned in. You cannot be moved by what it looks like, because that opens the door for doubt and unbelief. That's why he would pick up your mat and walk, pick up your bed and walk. Remember when the disciples went and there the guy was crippled begging? He said, "Silver and gold I don't have, but such that I have, I give unto thee." So what we're saying to you is we are those that are going to stand in the gap, and we're going to believe, and we're going to have crazy faith. And whatever it is that you need as we pray, just like Steve prayed today, believing, trusting. We're not going to be moved by what it looks like. We're not going to be moved by what the voice of the enemy says, because that brings in doubt. We are going to pray the word of God, because we are going to be moved by what we believe in our hearts. So in Jesus' name, on day number 10, which means complete, we are people that got crazy faith to trust God and to believe with you. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Dr. Judy, I'm sitting over here crying because you can just feel the presence of the Lord. God is so good. Amen. Miss Karen Duplessis, would you mind praying for anyone that's watching live or listening live on Blog Talk Radio on WATBRadio.com, would you mind praying for them where they are battling visions and dreams and whether to trust God in the crazy thing that he's asking them to do? Would you pray for them, please, ma'am?
Sure. Father, we come to you today as a team, unified in you, by your spirit. For those listening on radio, watching on Facebook or television, we ask that God would touch you, touch your heart, your mind, and your spirit, that you would believe the voice of the Lord. He says in his word that his sheep know his voice. Listen for that still, small voice, or if you're in your word any length of time, you will know what God is speaking directly to your heart. Your heart will flutter a little bit deeper. I mean, it's like, feels like your spirit man will come alive. But know that Jesus and the Holy Spirit will guide you. Just keep the faith. Just believe in that God is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Father, I ask that you would give those that have visions and dreams that they're not sure if it's you, let them know in a unusual, a crazy faith type of way, that they would know that it is strictly from you, Lord, that you want to bless them in every way. But they have to get out of the boat and believe. Take that first step and believe. Father, we thank you for all those listening right now. We ask a special blessing on them, Father, to touch their families, to touch their loved ones, to touch even their enemies, that they would pray for them, to let them know that God is in them. He's amongst them. He's protecting them. He has angels surrounding you. Father, again, we thank you that you will touch each one listening. You would touch them in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
June, very quickly, I'd like to quote a few scriptures about faith. I truly believe, you know, that if they hear a couple of these scriptures. Now, according to the Word of God, Matthew 9:29 reads, "According to your faith it will be done." Matthew 17:20, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed." Matthew 24:10, "Many will turn away from the faith." We don't want to turn away. We want to continually look forward, because as we look to him, our faith is built up. Mark 11:22, I love this one. Jesus answered and said, "Have faith in God. Put your trust in your belief and stand on God's word." Luke 7:9 says, Jesus was looking, and because of the miracle that took place, he said, "I have not found such great faith." So there is a great faith that we can stand and believe. The Bible says in Luke 12:28 that he will clothe you. And we've got to believe. We can't doubt and only have a little faith. Luke 17:5 says he increases our faith. June, would you pray that today that crazy faith would be released? And there may be someone, like the day that you were standing in there, you had faith, but maybe we're at a place right now that those that are tuning in, their faith needs to be increased. And so we stand on the scripture. So would you pray for those that are, you know, maybe they've got faith, but they feel like, you know, because the prayer has not been answered, they may be wavering a little bit. So as four crazy friends that believe, let's put our faith, and as you speak that faith will be like a torch ignited in those that are trusting and believing God.
Yes, Lord, we thank you so much, God, that you are supercharging our faith today, Lord. We thank you for the encouragement from Mark Batterson, Lord, about crazy faith today, Lord, that today is like a gift from heaven, Lord, for us to increase our faith and increase our trust in you, expanding our borders, Lord, believing you for big, God. Help us, Lord, to drop our small-mindedness, our small thinking, Lord, and that we would look up to the heavens and see just how great, big, and glorious you are, Lord, and increase our faith, Lord, so that we can bring the things to earth that are already in heaven, the things that are willed to happen upon the earth, Lord, the lands, the territories that you want us to take, Lord, the buildings, the people, Lord, the government that you're wanting us to take, Lord, to accomplish your will on the earth, Lord. Help us, God, to open up our hearts, to hear the Holy Spirit, our spirits to be alive today, to hear what the Holy Ghost is telling us to do, Lord. It's radical obedience brings radical blessings. Lord, help us all to be radical today, Lord, to trust in you, Lord, for the great and the mighty miracles that you want to accomplish on the earth, Lord. And, Lord, it can happen through us, the nobodies, the people that think that we don't have a chance. We do, Lord, because you called us and you chose us, Lord. You chose us. And we thank you and give you praise for this today, God. We take the limits off of our faith and off of our small mind mentality. And we're believing you, God, for great and mighty things. And we thank you for the encouragement today on day 10, the day of completion, according to Dr. Judy, Lord. We thank you and give you praise. Now, Dr. Judy, I feel led for the team to pray for you right now for some reason. Lord, we pray for Dr. Judy today, Lord. We lay her at the foot of the cross, God. We pray the blood of Jesus over her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We come against every lying devil that would lie anything against her, speak anything against her in Jesus' name. We pray a shield of protection around her right now. All of us that's on this call and all of us that are watching live, we wrap our arms around her, Lord of love. Let her feel your love right now, Lord. We pray, God, that everything that she is asking you for, Lord, every dream, every desire, every hidden place that you know, God, be granted unto Dr. Judy today, Lord. Father God, we pray that you would take her to even more kings and queens. Take her to even more countries, Lord. Bless her, Lord, with her strength in her body, Lord, health in her body, Lord. Bless her finances abundantly, Lord. All of the things that she has given other people, Lord, all of the material possessions, all of the money, all the seeds that she has sown, Lord, reaping those this year, Lord, that she would be so abundantly blessed, Lord. And just as her heart is to give to others, Lord, that you would give her so much overflow for her to continue to give, and she would be able to do it freely without even second guessing or considering her bank account or trying to consider the natural, but that it would be so much of an abundant overflow that she would just throw it out like sloshes of water, and she would throw out the blessings upon other people. So, Lord, we thank you for her life and the charge to pray the way that she has the desire to call the bride to pray, Lord, and to cause us to go to the next level. Thank you, Lord, for her encouragement, Lord, of destiny, the way she wants to help others to accomplish her destiny, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Steve, would you mind praying for her, please?
Yes, Father God, we just thank you right now for the anointing that is in Dr. Judy's life, Father God. We thank you for the life that is exuded from her, Father, the very life of Christ. We thank you, Father, that what we see is not a redheaded, and I mean this reverently, a crazy woman from Baton Rouge, but we see Jesus. We see Jesus. We see and hear the Word of God. For the Word became flesh and dwells among us. And Father, we just thank you now that the same power that raised Christ from the dead bodily dwells on the inside of Dr. Judy. And as she speaks today, as she shares the word, as she prophesies and declares and decrees, as she prays for people, Father, we are in agreement right now that same power is released into the lives of the people that hear it, that it goes past their ears on their filters and the things that the enemy has said, no, you can't do it. But that, Father God, today, that supernatural signs, miracles, and wonders are going to come. And, Father, we just declare and decree that in the days to come, that, Father God, that the things that have been difficult will become easy, that you're going to give simple answers for complex problems. Simple answers for complex problems. We thank you, Father, for orchestrating her steps. We thank you for providing every need according to the riches of glory that is in Christ Jesus. Father God, we just thank you right now for surrounding her with the right people, not people that have an agenda, not people that have any kind of motive, but the folks, Father God, that will help her to carry out the vision that you have placed on the inside of her. We honor her and thank you, Father, for the opportunity to pray and to lift her up before you in Jesus' name.
Praise
now, Dr.
the Lord.
I've got to ask Karen Duplessis if she would please pray for you being your chief intercessor. Go ahead, Miss Karen.
Father, I thank you for my friend, Dr.
Yes.
Jesus. I thank you for the love that she has shown me, my family, many of our friends, and people throughout the world. I've been with her on trips, mission trips to South Africa, and the love she has for people in the squatters' camp, it's amazing. Father, you've given her that love for all of your people. Bless her, Lord. Bless her socks off, Father. Give her the desires of her heart. She, her children are serving you with all their heart, mind, and body, and I know that. And she's blessed in so many ways. But continue to upgrade her. Father, give her the strength through this 40-day prayer and fasting. I know she fasts liquids. Give her the strength, Lord, to continue. Just to give her the strength, the energy, and the wherewithal to finish strong, Father. we know that this year is going to be an amazing year. And, Father, I thank you for the blessing, for the empowerment of your Holy Spirit you have given, my friend. And if some, and it's in the word, a friend sticks closer than a brother. Mm-hmm. I can truly say she's not only my sister in Christ, but she's a dear, dear friend. And, Father, I would, she would lay down her life for her friends. So would I.
Yes.
And, Father, I just pray that someone's listening today that has a friend, call them. If they're on your heart, call them. Go by and see them. Bring them a plant. Bring them a flower. Just let them know that you love them. Well, Dr. Judy, I want to let the whole world know that I love you with all my heart, mind, and spirit. And I would gladly live my life for you. Father, I
want you to
bless her again. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Y'all are praying, and this is, you know, June started out that she felt the need to pray for the things that I was, the breakthrough, the things that I've been praying. And what is so ironical is I'm sitting here with my hand on my vision board as she's saying these things, and all of y'all are on my vision board. And on the, my vision board, I have, number one, I have the prayer call and what we're doing, the 40-day prayer journey. I had, y'all were wanting my prayers to be answered. Then I have all of my family, the prayers that, you know, these are the things that I'm bringing before the Lord by faith. I have all my friends with all of y'all's names on them. It's on this prayer line. All my friends that I know that God has blessed my life with, because I have some amazing, amazing friends. And all of them are gifted in their own way. And you know what? We respect one another. And we it's like the four crazy friends. And I'm sitting here as y'all are praying, and like when Karen was saying the family, or when Steve was talking about the breakthrough, the anointing, all these different things. And it's so amazing that the Holy Spirit would have June to do this. And I'm sitting here looking at the prayer board with Habakkuk 2, and I made this prayer board on January the 5th. So is God not sovereign? We haven't prayed like this. We have not prayed like this. And so you know what? God's original intent has never been for man to be alone. His original intent is, number one, guess what? He implemented family. Family came together, then the church. What we are discovering about the body of Christ with four crazy friends and with a team, there's nobody on this team that's perfect, but we all have a heart after the Lord. We all want to believe the best. We all believe in salt covenant. Covenant with somebody is, June may look at me and say, Dr. Judy, we're covenant sisters. Karen has told you, we're covenant. And what it is we take the gifts that we have and we intermingle them, because we're the salt of the earth. And in my weaknesses, I'm made strong with June's strength, and vice versa. We all need one another. We need a team. We need the body of Christ. This nation is, the church is standing up. So it's never about one individual. It's about all of us coming together. I really do believe that someone needs to hear this, and I know that June will identify with what I'm saying. As we were praying about crazy faith, the reason we're giving some of these testimonies today is because there are needs on the phone that you're trusting God for. This is crazy faith that I'm getting ready to tell you, and I'm going to be very transparent. I know that there's some of you that need transportation. You need a safe vehicle you either don't have one, or the one you have is not good. So I want to increase your faith to not doubt. For many years, I've been given 5 automobiles. Because 18 years ago, my automobile was taken away by someone. I didn't know what I was going to do. And God faithfully always supplied someone to give me an automobile. I'm not talking about junk. I'm talking about Lexus. I'm talking about a new Buick. I'm talking about people would just bless my life. But right in 2014, the Lexus that I had, I was coming from a funeral of a close friend, and Karen DePlessis can testify to what I'm telling you. And I had an automobile accident. There was a lot of construction, and two cars in front of me started to go forward, and all of a sudden they stopped, and I hit them. And, of course, the first thing, the police officer, no one was hurt, but the police officer wanted to know if I was on my phone, and I was not on my phone. I think I was just reflecting over the service that had just taken place over a godly man of God. I want you to know I began to witness to this police officer. And then before it was over with, he was asking me questions, and I ministered to him the word of the Lord, which was kind of crazy anyway. Long story short, they said that my car was totaled, and it was. However, God had a plan. I want you to know I had never financed a vehicle in my life because I was worried about, it wasn't that I had bad credit. I had refrained from having credit because someone had used my Social Security in a loan and all this kind of stuff years prior to that. So I just always trusted God. So if you need a vehicle, I'm telling you to trust God. It always happens. My oldest son, Joey, who it's amazing how when they get older you do the reversal and they start advising you and giving you advice. He said, Mom, I don't want you to buy a used car. I believe God wants to bless you with a new car. And I had saved about $5,000 to put down on a car. But can I be honest with you? I was afraid that I would be denied. You see, I didn't have my faith where it needed to be because I was going to do something I'd never done before. You may be on this call, and you may be challenged to do something, and you're afraid. Faith is opposite of fear. Am I not right, June?
Yes.
Faith is opposite of fear. Am I not right, Steve?
Amen.
Faith
right.
is opposite of fear. Am I right, Karen?
Yes,
for all of you, for all of you that are tuning in by Facebook, repeat after me. Faith is the opposite,
is the opposite.
Of fear. And so I ended up going to the Toyota dealership, Price LeBlanc, in Baton Rouge. And I'll be honest with you, yeah, I had the cash as a down payment. That's not what I was worried about. I was worried about being denied. I went in, and my son was with me, and I picked out a couple of cars, but there was one particular car I liked. And the guy said, take the keys with you. He said, I'm sure everything will be okay by tomorrow, the loan. Can I be honest with you? I didn't take the keys because I was afraid they were going to call me and tell me, we can't finance you. I went home that night, and I prayed, and this was always my prayer. God, let your will be done this day. Let your will, if I'm supposed to have this car, you make it happen. And I was praying it in faith, but can I be completely honest? There was still a little bit of doubt of what am I going to do, how embarrassed I will be in front of my son, all those things. The next day we got a phone call. They told me to come and pick up the car. I was 64 years old, and I'd never had a loan through a bank to finance a car. Can I tell you what happened? Don't limit God on how he's going to make it happen. June did not limit God when she brought her faith up and said the Holy Spirit told her she obeyed God. Don't limit God. All of a sudden, we go there, and I'm signing all these documents. The head of finance goes and shuts the door and said, and there were two other men and my son standing in this room, and the man looks at me and he said, you know what? He said, I want to tell you something that's happened here. He said, it wasn't that you had bad credit. You just really don't have any credit. But we checked you out on Facebook. You're all over the page. You're a minister of the gospel. And I spoke with Vice
president of the financing, and we want to give you a chance because we know that you will pray for us. Is that not crazy?
Yeah.
So don't limit God. I got a brand new 2014 car, and it was all about crazy faith, taking a chance, trying to do something I'd never done before, and at the end of the day, knowing that it was faith. Steve, could you pray right now? There's been times I'm sure you didn't have a vehicle, and you had to trust God, or you had to trust God for a place to live, or you had to trust God, whatever it is, but make sure you pray today for those that need a vehicle in their life. As never before, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you right now, Father. We come before you, and we know your word says that all our need is supplied by the riches in glory that is in Christ Jesus. Father, it's not our bank account. It says the riches that are in glory. So there's an unlimited amount that is available, Father, for those that have a need for a vehicle. And right now, I just pray for those that pray against discouragement first and foremost. Father, that they look at their situations, they look at their circumstances, and they say, there's just no way. There is just no way. But through Christ, all things are possible. And I thank you, Father, for the numerous times that you have made a way for us, Father God, that you have provided a vehicle. You've provided, as in this case with Dr. Judy, with financing. Father, we cannot preconceive what the provision is going to look like. We just simply say, Father, thank you. We move from a position of begging into a position of sonship, moving from a position of where we're on the street corner saying, we've got to have this need met, saying, no, I'm a son or a daughter of the King. I come before you, and Father, I come before you asking you today to meet this need. And Father, we know that you care about the things that are touching our heart, the need for transportation, the need to get to a job, the need to get to work, the need to just be able to be self-sufficient. Father God, I thank you right now, whether it be through a donation, whether it be through somebody that just says, hey, I just have an extra car, whether it be through a loan, as in the case with Dr. Judy, no matter how it is, whatever the vehicle may be, that's funny, whatever the vehicle may be that you choose to provide their need, that, Father, in Jesus' name, that you're going to do it. We thank you for it by faith, by faith. And, Father, I just thank you right now. I see a woman, Father God, that has children, and she's trying to get to work. And, that Father, she just has no idea. Whoever that is, Father, I thank you right now in Jesus' name that this is going to be an encouragement. She's going, you know what? I'm going to trust God. I'm going to believe. I'm going to step out of my boat and trust God to meet this need in Jesus' name.
Yes. Amen. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
June, testify to build people's faith to receive this word. Testify about me handing you some keys, not even knowing. And I remember when I gave you those keys, a key ring that was empty. Remember when I handed you the key ring? Testify what happened and give God the glory.
Well, my car that I had has been a miracle. God has used that thing. The Lord gave it to me a year and a half ago, a 2000 Toyota Camry with 230,000 miles on it at the time. But during the year and a half, I put on 35,000 more miles traveling the nation. That was the greatest miracle because that car went when it should not have went. So when the car collapsed and finally had its last breath, I was sitting around like, Lord, what am I going to do? Well, Dr. Judy comes over here and says, the Lord told me to give you these keys. And she gave me these gray keys and said, he is fixing to give you a car. And I was like, thank you, Lord. So a week later, here it comes. The Lord gave it to me. So I finally got my car. But, Brian, I want to share another story of another miracle. I was moved in my house. My kids were at home. They were in high school. And the Lord had blessed us with a brand-new, beautiful home. We moved in right before closing. We were so excited. Everybody had their own room. We got to design the house and everything. The Lord had blessed us so much. Well, I was sitting there and got a phone call, and it was the bank. And the bank said, ma'am, we're sorry to tell you, but your loan did not go through. I said, sir, you cannot do this to me. I've got children at home. They need this house. We're already in the house. Please don't make me leave and do this to my children. He said, I'm sorry. You have 10 days to get out. I get off the phone with him, and this desperate mother goes in the living room crying out to God, God, please don't take this blessing from my children. They are in high school. They're about to leave me. Lord, they need a home. So I sit there, I cried out. All of a sudden, this come over me. Just praise the Lord in the midst of your storm. I started shouting in the living room. I was like, thank you, Lord. You're going to give me this house, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I receive it. You're not going to take this from me. You're not that kind of daddy. So I leave there. I go back in the bedroom and get a phone call. And the phone said unidentified, not unknown, but unidentified. I picked it up. I said, hello. And it was dead quiet. I said, hello. And then all of a sudden, I heard in the faint distance a beautiful sound. It was like an angel singing to me. And it was singing, his eye is on the sparrow. So I was thinking it was my friend in Florida. So I said, Aunt Opal, did you have the phone? I was thinking she had the phone, and you know how it butt dials you and whatnot. And I was sitting there, and it kept getting louder and louder. And then I realized this is an angel singing to me. I sat there weeping before the Lord that his eye is on the sparrow. As soon as the song was done, the line went dead. And then the next call came, and it was from the bank. And the bank said, ma'am, we don't know what to tell you, but not only did your loan get approved, but now you have a cheaper interest rate and your house note is cheaper. Welcome. You have a home. Oh, my gosh, I started bawling. Woo, I was praising the Lord. I was like, thank you, Jesus, you gave us a home. But let me tell you what he did. A year later, he asked for it back. Yes, he did. When he called me to Bible college, he said, I want that home back. Sell it and give away everything you got. I had to sell that house at cost. And as we was leaving with my beautiful children, we had cleaned that house spotless. We held hands right there by the door as we was waiting outside in the truck to go to Bible college. I said, Lord, you gave us this beautiful home. We thank you, Lord, you gave us a brand new home for a year. It was yours, it was never mine. And I give it back to you, Lord. So I went to Bible college, and what did the Lord tell me 9 months later? Because you gave up your house and car for me, I'm going to bless you with a beautiful home you could ever imagine. So just this morning, I was telling the Lord, Lord, I thank you for giving me all this furniture and all the things that you've given me, Lord. But I know it's not mine, and if you want it back, you can have it back. Everything we have is on loan from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
What a beautiful testimony, because I believe God will supply the need of every believer. So,
yes.
Father, no matter what it may be, it's like June said, Lord, there's been times that all of us have walked away from things that you've blessed us with to test
yes.
if our eyes were on you. Lord, just like you blessed her with that home, then in a period, a short time, she turned around and gave it back because she knew that she had to give it all up. And then look at the journey. I call it life's journey of
yes.
always extending your hand out, not to receive, but to give. So, Lord, I thank you that even in this prayer call and in this conference call and on Facebook and on the Bride TV program, I say that anyone that you deal with to bless, let January the 10th, I challenge every one of you, even in your need, to find someone to give and to bless today. I'm asking in Jesus' name. And I promise you, every time you release a seed, you don't give to receive. You give because you love and you're in obedience. And I have never given. I've given 4 cars away myself, and I've never given that I didn't receive. I've seen the time I took a whole place of furniture. I've got some furniture right now in Dallas I'm getting ready to give away. Why? Because it's a new season. That furniture was a blessing to me. But I've learned that when we give, when we open our hearts of compassion. Once again, yes, the Word of God says to give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down. I call it the lap blessing. So, Lord, not only are we praying for those in need, I believe, June, we're supposed to pray for those that have to give, that they give.
Yes.
And so, Father, today, all of us are givers. I know Karen is a giver. I know Steve and Karen, Ashley, are givers. I know that Yvonne Walker is a giver. I know that Janet Cruz is a giver. I know that June Knight is a giver. Lord, it's my belief that this year I'm going to be able to give more away than you ever put in my hand. I believe, God, that I'm going to write and give to people that have need. And so, Lord, I want that heart, that openness of compassion. We want to be able to give, and we want to walk in obedience. So, June, would you pray? Because I know we've all prayed about, y'all all prayed for me. Can I ask y'all to pray for every one of us on the line? Pray that people will have an open hand to release blessings from their lives, just like we've had.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, if the bride all shared their resources, nobody would hurt for anything. If we came in unity like they did in the book of Acts, and they all put in their portion and gave everything they had, everybody, nobody lacked. If we would all just help each other and listen to the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, we pray for the bride today, God. We pray, Lord, that you would search our hearts today. And that we would have clarity hearing from heaven today, Lord. And that you would speak to us, who can we bless today, Lord? Who needs your touch, Lord? Who needs that encouraging gift? Lord, help us all to be givers, Lord. Forgive us of our selfishness, Lord. Forgive us of our greediness, Lord. And help us to be givers. And to bless others so that you may be glorified, Lord. This is all to give glory to you, Lord. And like we read in this book, Lord, it says everything that we do should have the motive of giving you the glory. And we do, Lord, today. So help your bride to give you glory by blessing others today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
What about you, Karen DePlessis? Can you pray for givers?
Yes. Father, you have given us so much, so many blessings. Father, when I see someone in need, I give what you tell me to give. And generally, it's above what you tell me to give. Father, we have helped people in the homeless, in outreaches. Father, I've given, and I'm not boasting on me, it's home, a home for people in need, for however long they needed it. Traveling ministries, ministers, a home here while they're going to different venues. Father, I thank you for the generosity that you have given me, the compassion, people who love you, who people in need. A home-cooked meal, a prayer, a blessing, just a friend to invite over for coffee, or bring soup out to the homeless. Father, thank you for the compassion you have given each one of us. Father,
yes.
I pray for those that are on the street right now. Give them your love, Father. Show me who can I serve today. Who can I help today, Father? Whether it be on my knees in prayer, whether it be cooking a meal for someone, whether it be giving them cash. Your will be done in my life, Lord.
Yes.
I pray for everyone that is on a fixed income, Lord. Widows, widowers that have lost their spouses. Father, I ask that you would touch them right now. Send someone in there from their neighborhood to check on them, to let them know, hey, you may be alone in your home, but you're not alone. God loves you and I do. Father, the people in the nursing homes,
Touch them, Lord. Those that are mentally challenged, give them wonderful caregivers, Father, that they would know your spirit by through the caregiver. Father,
yes,
I pray for all servicemen here and abroad and their families, service women too. Father, they give up so much of their lives to us. Some are maimed now from IEDs, from bullets. Make them whole again, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Give them your spirit of love and of joy and of peace and a sound mind, Father. We pray for them, Father. We lift them up today, Father. Thank you, Father, for this day.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You that we are alive, that we can pray for others, that we can lift them up, that we are able to bring a meal, a gift, just your gift of friendship, Father, that you have given us. Brotherly love, Father, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Steve, can we have your wife, Miss Karen, pray? And then after that, we're going to all get off the line. Dr. Judy has to get off, and we're going to call it a day after Miss Karen prays.
Father, we just come to you today. We thank you, Lord God, for all of these prayers that have been lifted up for these people today. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are answering every one of these prayers. God, you're the one that has all the answers for what all these people need. So, Father,
yes.
We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We thank you, Father, that you are our Heavenly Father, and you know everything that we need. So, Father, the ones that are in need today, we just lift each and every one of them up, and we thank you, God, that you are the way maker. You are the one that meets all the needs. So, Father, we just bless you today. We thank you, God, for being our Heavenly Father. We love you. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name today, and we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Okay, Dr. Judy, do you have any last words before we get off today?
I'm just so excited. I feel God's love. I feel God's peace. And I want to challenge each and every one of you. You know, if you see somebody, ask the Holy Spirit to cause you to be sensitive to the needs of others. And find a couple of friends that you can go, like those four crazy friends that went and busted a roof open for their friend that was crippled. You may have a friend that's been crippled by the challenges of life, but you may be the very key. You may be the very key for them to be made whole. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. This is a day of crazy faith. This is a day that we can believe and trust God and not doubt. This is a day of things becoming complete in our lives. And I just give praise for a team that has an open heart, that is willing to be transparent, to tell their testimonies, giving God all the glory and releasing hope and faith to those that need to believe. We pray for every prayer request that's been sent in. We pray for everyone that hears this, no matter when they hear it, that they can trust and believe that when God is for you, it doesn't matter what comes against you. We thank you for miracles of healing, for marriages being restored, for families being restored. As June, I got to thinking, Lord, there she was, and her children were on fire to God, for God, and they experienced a mother walking by faith. So, Lord, I thank you for the examples and the testimonies of things that are going to take place and that we're going to hear about. We bless everyone, and we say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name. God bless you.
Bride, you can find out more about this prayer initiative at wearethebride.us. Also, we have a documented daily report that we put on there about the things that we pray about, and we have the video on there that you can watch. And then also, you can go to watbradio.com. We will be doing these prayer calls every day from WATB Radio to finish out the 40 days of prayer. Okay, Bride, thank you so much. Thank y'all, prayer team. God bless y'all.
God bless y'all. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.